Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the most exciting period in American history, besides probably the Revolutionary War, maybe the Civil War. Wow. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Happy monochromatic Monday yes. to everyone out there, because you know what? This is going to surpass the Revolutionary War.
That's right.
This is going to be epic. This is what all of human history has been waiting for, is this era, because biblically speaking, this is when it all gets super crazy.
That's right.
And so, boy, oh boy, hang on to your hats, people. Press into the Lord for all you're worth right now. And like we've said before, if you haven't actually taken the steps to repent and ask for forgiveness and get yourself baptized so that you can have your name written in Jesus' eternal book of life, you had better get on it, like ASAP.
Sure.
And so, you know, I hate to say that as if this were a foxhole, you know, but the saying goes, there are no atheists in foxholes. And right now, this is a foxhole.
Yeah.
And so if you're a prepper, make sure that you're prepared with the Lord as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't just stock up on your supplies where moth and rust can, you know, what does it say, destroy? Think about your eternal life.
Thieves can rob, and the moths can eat it, and the rust and destroy it. And
that's right.
Paraphrasing here, that's the JJS version.
I know, me too.
But you know, but my goodness. Okay, so this is what we're up against. This is just nail
you know
biter.
What? You know what? This is all. Maybe we should start with the word of the day, and then we've just got the whole rest of the time.
Nail
what do you think?
Biter.
I know.
But, also we don't want to treat it like, oh, let's hurry up and get the word of God out of the way.
We just want to make sure that we're not neglecting
it. Yeah,
all.
We don't mean it like that.
Right.
This is very important.
Yep. it's the most important.
But still a nail biter.
Okay, so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 10 through 13, which is labeled the whole armor of God. And it reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." And so there we have it again. You are asked to stand against evil.
Yeah. And it clearly defines the fight that we're in, the war that we're in, the battle that we're in. Yes, it manifests itself in the physical realm. This is why we have swords, or in modern day we have our AR-15s. You know, every citizen has or should have one, or some type of battle rifle. That's our modern day sword. And that's the physical side of things. But really, this is just so important. You and I have really come under attack a lot lately.
Oh, like demonic attack, like you would not believe.
Yep.
From areas.
Yeah. And between ourselves, I mean, it's just, The Satan wants to try to disrupt what we are doing to encourage the church and advance the kingdom. So in multiple different ways, we've experienced attacks. And this is the spiritual side. Your M4 can't protect you from this.
Right.
And your Glock is not going to protect you from this type of an attack. This is where you've got to put on the whole armor of God. You've got to have go through those again. This is one of my favorite scriptures. I love this.
And that was a random turning, by the way.
Yeah, and it's so fitting because the real part I want to get to here is.
Okay, so put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness.
Slow way down. I'm trying to type. I want to catch all these. It threw me off. I was going through the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith. That's what I was expecting. But so let's go, because this is what I wanted to go to next.
Because this does not have that list.
Oh, the whole armor of God?
Well, I guess over here.
I'm thinking of Ephesians 6:12.
Well, I guess if you wanted to read further, I mean, there's like a stand therefore in verse 14, stand therefore having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
Awesome. See, that's the spiritual. I mean, that's full battle rattle right there. That's your full battle array, your weapon, your protective equipment, everything else. Just like we have body armor, we've got our tactical vest, we've got, 13 mags, right?
Right.
One in the weapon, 12 on your gear. You've got your tourniquet, your IFAC. You've got all your stuff there for battle in the physical realm, which every American patriot should have. But also, here we are in the physical, because this is what's happening right now. It's really exciting. So go back to the other list, the list that I wanted to get to. We just had our list mixed up. I was in the wrong order. Okay, so now let's go back to the principalities. And what's the other one? What's the next one?
Okay, so against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Type faster, faster.
I am. I'm 52 words per minute. I'm slacking. Okay, go ahead. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I don't have like a typing meter.
Okay, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Oh, in the heavenly places. Okay, that's what I was missing. In the heavenly, look at that. Look how fast.
Yeah, look at your little places. Your little chicken pecking.
I am not. I took typing class when I was in, I think, the 10th grade.
In home ec.
It was one of the coolest things in home ec. No, I was in, I can't remember which class it was, but I'm glad I did. It's a practical skill.
I know. Really you good. Can you make the greatest secretary for me.
Yeah, that's right. Go give me some coffee.
That's right.
Okay, now, what's going on right now with President Trump? Okay, this is just awesome. We're dealing with the powers of principalities. That's the angel and fallen angel realm, right? Principalities,
right?
Powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is what is happening in Washington D.C. right now. Actually, all around the world, every capital of every nation is. This is happening at the government level. Okay, the government rests on Christ's shoulders, right? He is the head of government. Yep. But there is a time right now where the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, rulers of the darkness of this age, are ruling right now. You'll find it at your city hall. You'll find it at the county, your state, and our national level. And right now, all kinds of stuff's happening on a global scale. So in the next, they want to remove President Trump in a bad way. They don't want to wait another 10, 11 days for him to get out. They want him out today. Matter of fact, today they're supposed to be starting impeachment proceedings against President Trump. And they're saying they want Pence to convene with the cabinet, with President Trump's cabinet, and invoke the 25th Amendment, which is to remove a president for being unfit for duty. He's dangerous. He's got the nuclear codes. He's going to do something crazy and dangerous. Well, dangerous to communists.
Right.
We've also got intelligence that looks very credible that special forces, undercover special operations of some sort, were in amongst the Antifa people who were posing as Trump supporters. When they broke into the Capitol, they made a beeline for Nancy Pelosi's office and got her laptop.
That was just brilliant. So proud of whoever did that.
I don't know. That just smells like that's, Delta to me.
Talking about coup, that's a counting coup.
That's a counter right coup there. Right there,
that
man.
Counting coup
that's,
on her.
Yeah, that's just got Delta Force written all over it as far as I'm concerned. Or maybe a white hat, which is our good guys within our government, the patriots in our government, maybe even a CIA op. Right. But this is definitely on that level of op, if it's true. And there's several analysts who have gone through the video footage and stuff like that, the way that they were acting, handling it, everything. So Pelosi and the rest of them are just absolutely freaking out. Apparently, there's other laptops missing, too. So they say, oh, President Trump is responsible for now placing us in harm's way because national secrets could have been compromised. And no, I think that the deep state has been compromised.
That's right.
So here's the word. President Trump, apparently, this is on Parler, which is what we're looking at right now. Okay, let me find this one more time. And this looks like it very well could be credible. We're trying to get new confirmation on this. But here is a screenshot.
Right, and it's very difficult because the press won't cover anything for him. And right. Twitter has blocked him. YouTube.
All of them.
Everybody has blocked him.
Yep. So this is what we are going to do. We are going to annihilate our Facebook accounts.
Yep.
We're going to dump Amron, Radio Free Redoubt. Will no longer be on Twitter or Facebook or anything. I haven't done it yet.
Or Instagram.
Right. We're just not going to use them. Yep. So we're switching. We're going to be, switching everything over to Parler and Gab and these others. And Parler in particular is taking massive heat. Their lawyers backed out of supporting them. I mean, these are your spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, rulers of the darkness of this age, powers and principalities are at work right now in our government and in our society to silence Christians and conservatives, American values. Don't make any mistake about it. This is not just conservatives versus liberals. This is, when it all comes down to it, this is Christ and Antichrist.
Yep.
This is a Christ spirit or the spirit of Christ, the spirit, the Holy Spirit and Christ versus the Antichrist. This is the bottom line of the war that we are in right now.
That's right.
Okay, so here is a Parler tweet that was put out by Tweet. Did I say tweet?
I know. All right, what happened? We're done with that accident.
This is Team Trump News, which is a closed group that you have to get into. Put out by apparently by Donald J. Trump, and this was last night. I have invoked the Insurrection Act of 1807 to address the treasonous rebellion conducted by Democrat and Republican lawmakers, CCP agents, the FBI, DOJ, CIA, and others to undermine, corrode, and dismantle the United States of America and its Constitution. These entities pose a direct threat to national security. I will remain president indefinitely until all domestic enemies are arrested. Now, that's got a picture of Donald Trump on there. They're all moving over to Parler. Now, there are several other analysts that have a track record. And this is what you have to look at is the track record of these guys. when they say, this is what I think is going down, guys. Well, really, why? Well, they can articulate it. And then there's those who say, well, I have a high-level contact in the government who's told me that next week they're going to start rounding up patriots. Okay. Some of these guys, most of what they say is generally reliable and it's true and it happens. Others are absolutely embarrassingly inaccurate consistently. So those who have a track record of being consistently reliable and accurate are saying that President Trump is meeting with military personnel that he already has invoked the Insurrection Act of 1807 and that things are in motion. And this, the other thing too is several AMRON members and listeners who've been contacting us saying, hey, I've got a friend that's, you know, his son's in the Army and 101st Airborne, or my kids over here in the Air Force. They're all saying something's going down. Some stuff's happening that's not normal. It's apparent that it's bleeding through to the internet, the bloggers and the analysts and former military personnel, that there's definitely something rumbling under the surface right now.
Well, and thank goodness. And that was exactly what we were hoping to hear, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And so we hope it's accurate. We hope that it is actually him that has posted that, you know,
yeah.
Especially considering all the infiltration from, you know, Chinese hacker bandits. Because,
right.
You know, it's just unfortunate. Trump was talking about having his own news station developed and started. It's unfortunate that isn't already up and running. Because at this yep. point, that would have been a huge, huge service to right. To the American people, since we have no news that is in support of the American side right now. So, that's extremely encouraging news, and everything that we were pretty much hoping for this entire weekend. And so,
yeah, again, I mean, that would be great if President Trump did that. People have been saying he needs to do this. His lawyer Giuliani is saying you need to start declassifying all of the stuff that's been protecting these people because, oh, it's
that's
classified.
Right. That's right.
And so there's so much that the people don't know, and they will continue not to know because they're still paying attention to the complicit disinformation agents, which we call mainstream media and all your tech giants, your
right.
social media tech giants, Facebook, Twitter, and those, which we need to immediately just drop like a bad habit. And start going to these alternatives, Gab and Parler.
That's right. I mean, even Rush Limbaugh has stated that he has left Twitter because it banned President Trump. And
that's right.
The entire nation of India, they are way ahead of us on this move. Everything,
oh, yeah.
All these apps that are Chinese-based,
yep.
they banned those
TikTok,
a couple
especially.
Months ago, especially
yep.
TikTok, but all of them, any of them with a Chinese base or, you know, where they've got any kind of major influence at all.
Yeah.
India has dumped them like a hot potato.
Yep.
And so they're way ahead of us. We need to take their lead on that, actually. So,
yeah, we should have been in the lead on that. But,
I agree. Yep.
Of course, they're neighbors. They're directly impacted by China. They're,
yep.
like, you know, facing each other across the border. And
so in fact, let's not make any reference to anything coming out of any of those outlets anymore. If somebody says, oh, I saw this on Facebook, go, you know.
Yeah, why are you using Facebook,
exactly,
traitor?
Exactly. Quit going there.
Yeah.
Quit going there. We're no longer referencing. We want to hear nothing out of any of those outlets.
No, that is the platform for communists and traitors.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so stop using it. Just smack your hand. And, let's take a quick break and come back. We got a lot more to talk about. Culp, the Culp, Governor Culp campaign, Governor Culp candidate, Lauren Culp, Washington
Can't
State.
Can't we just start calling him Governor Culp?
I love it. Filing a lawsuit, more voter fraud and irregularities in Washington State. He still has not conceded.
That's right. Good move on his part, too.
Really exciting. Folks, we are at the precipice. And so, matter of fact, you know what? Let's go with Katie Armour. Body Armour the sponsor for segment one. Serious body armor for serious times. And these are serious times. There's no way out of this without a fight. Right now, at this point, this is what we're up against. This is where our toes are on the line.
Yep.
We're leaning forward. The momentum is going there. This is where we are. We're like at the 11th hour. This is such an exciting time. The Tree of Liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said, has to be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time. We are on the edge of that. And wow, it's just the thing that we said.
It's staggering. What is before us is staggering.
Yeah, the thing that we said is coming is here.
Right.
Whichever way it goes, if Biden's inaugurated and they take power on the 20th, or if President Trump pulls this off, as we're all hoping he will, because we want the rule of law to prevail.
That's right. And he won, period.
And he did win. And we want the communists and their attempt to overthrow our government to fail. And we back him in that.
Yep.
There's no way out of this without a fight. So, patriots, gird yourselves. Put on the full armor and put on Katie armor and prepare. Yeah, Katie. Oh, they got the full body armor, plate carriers, side armor, front and back armor, AR-500 steel. That's for the hardcore warriors.
I just love them too. I just love their name. Come and take it.
Yeah, C-A-T-I.
Right.
KatieArmor.com. Check them out. We'll be back right after this.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back from the break. This is segment two. Don't forget to use that coupon code RFR to get 15% off on everything from Minutemen Coffee. And this segment, segment two, is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense to give you the home field advantage to overcome threats. Planning and training with customized training at your home, in your vehicle, at your place of business, your firearms, your environment that you live and operate in. Check them out, strategicself-defense.com. Lady Liberty, the pastors are waking up to this. And this is exciting because we've been calling for the clergy, the pastors, to rise up to become the Black Robe Regiment.
That's right.
You know, the founding father era, fiery type of pastors that understand, that can discern the times that we're in and are guiding and leading the church to respond appropriately for the time that they're in and the challenges that they're up against.
That's right. And we were listening to a great little sermon by Perry Stone on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because he's talking about what happens after some of these signs start to show up and what we can expect next. And his sermon was about the volcano eruptions and this kind of thing.
Yeah. And birth pains.
The birth pains. And so there's a little clip here where we were especially proud of his boldness and doing the right thing, telling his congregation the right thing. And so we have this clip here that we'd like for you to listen to. It's brief.
Yeah. He's from Tennessee.
Yep. That's right. he has a world ministry and he does quite an awful lot of on location, sermons right there in Jerusalem and all around Israel.
It's just awesome. I really like Perry Stone Ministries.
And he is so super well researched.
Solid on prophecy. Yeah. And just I really like him. So anyway, here's a short clip.
The way you cut it, we don't lose. If we go to heaven today, we win. If we go in the rapture, we win. If we don't go for years and years and years and pass away, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, we win. If you have a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ and the term is born again, you believe in him and you're trusting him and you've repented of your sins and you're trying to follow him, you can't lose. There's no way you can lose. And so I don't want you to be in fear, but let me say this. I don't want you to be passive. Too many Christians are allowing themselves to just accept what's coming, to be passive and not fight back. It is time. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. It's time to raise up and speak up. I want to see more Christians speaking up boldly for what is right and what is true.
So we're super proud of him for doing that. And that was exactly what we were describing last week when we sought the Lord and we really wanted his input on what we should be doing. And what came to us was that, it's biblical that when you're being attacked, for you to defend yourself. In fact, you're supposed to defend yourself. And if somebody is attacking your family, it is your job to make sure that you are defending your family.
Right.
And so collectively, as we're all defending ourselves from an attack, we're defending our families from an attack. We're defending our nation from an attack.
We're defending what God gave us.
That's right.
All right. This does not fall into the category of when you and I were driving back from that funeral last night.
Yeah.
We're saying this isn't the, oh, if somebody asked for your cloak, you give them your tunic also.
Right.
You know, when somebody wants to take something from you, this is our nation. This is a gift from God, not to be taken away or let be taken over by godless.
Well, and the discerning factor here being that we are not the attackers. We are being attacked, and so we are called to defend. And
right.
And so that is our focus right now, that we are to defend ourselves.
That's right.
From this foreign attack. And it is definitely that.
Absolutely.
In fact, there was another pastor whose church we had attended this weekend, and he just did an awesome job. I was so proud of this pastor. He was very bold and almost exactly like Perry Stone was telling his congregation the same thing, with his sermon being battle lines, sound the battle cry, because the church is being called to stand and defend ourselves, our families, our nation, and God.
That's right.
So I was super proud of him as well. And he was actually fairly, almost apologetic. Like, you know, a lot of people have said, I maybe shouldn't be doing as much as I am. And I said, no, you're doing exactly what God is calling his church to do right now. Speak boldly.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, folks, be in prayer about this. Be praying for your president. Be praying for the republic. Prepare to gird yourselves and put on the full armor. All right, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed rest of the day. Be safe, and we'll be right here. Oh, check out Amron.com. Be following it. We've got more stuff, guidance that we're going to be putting up there and as it relates to emergency communications on the website, okay. Amron.com. But we'll put more information there. So,
all right. All of you have a wonderful Monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you out there.